From the kitchen to health debates, seed oils have infiltrated our diets. But what hidden costs come with their convenience? Unveiling the truth might just change the way you eat forever, and it might just help you live well beyond 100 years. From soybean to canola to sunflower oil, these oils are more than just a cooking ingredient. They're a significant source of dietary fats. But are these common oils bad for you? Which should we focus more on, and which are the cause of most diseases? Stick around as we explore the science, sift through the facts, and maybe even challenge a few myths. Let's get right into it. The story of these oils is not just about the oils themselves, but it encapsulates a century of technological evolution, agricultural revolutions, economic dynamics, and significant dietary shifts. Let's start at the beginning, where fats in our diets were once sourced dominantly from animals. So think lard, butter, and tallow, or in certain cultures, from specific plants like olive or coconut oil. The landscape largely remained the same until it began to shift dramatically with the 19th and early 20th century technological breakthroughs. Innovations like hydraulic and screw presses transformed seed oil extraction from a laborious, small-scale operation to an economically viable, large-scale endeavor. Coupled with these technological leaps were pivotal shifts in agricultural practices. The 20th century ushered in an era of crop specialization and high-yield oil seed ventures, notably driven by the advancements in plant breeding and strategic changes in farm policy. Well, countries like the United States began heavily subsidizing crops such as soybeans and corn, as it made farming on a large scale significantly easier, providing a cheap, high-volume way of feeding animals. Overall, this propelled the seed oil industry forward. Economically, these oils had a ton of advantages. Not only were they cheaper to produce, they also had a longer shelf life than animal fats, especially when hydrogenated. So what the heck is hydrogenation? In simple terms, it's a way to change liquid oil into a solid or semi-solid form, which makes it useful for lots of different food products. Now, back to seed oils. Their versatility and neutral flavor profile made them highly desirable for home cooking and the fast food industry. The biggest pivot was the explosion of the processed food sector in the mid-20th century, from fatty snacks to frozen meals. Longevity and cheaper production costs caused the food industry to rely on seed oils to serve a wider array of consumers that ultimately relied on low costs and extended shelf life. So over time, it seems that the cost of food has gotten substantially lower, but in reality, the quality has gotten much lower with the cost. Eventually, research began to draw connections between saturated fats and heart disease, and public health recommendations shifted towards reducing saturated fat intake. This push towards so-called healthy heart oils amplified their consumption and made their spread unstoppable. Turning our attention to the health implications of seed oils, we find ourselves navigating a complex and nuanced debate regarding the long-term health effects. For starters, a critical concern is the omega-6 polyunsaturated fatty acid, also known as PUFAs, that seed oils are rich in. These fats are essential, meaning our body cannot synthesize them and they must be ingested through our diet. Omega-6 fatty acids influence the body's inflammatory pathways. They can lead to the production of eicosanoids. What the heck are eicosanoids? Which signals molecules in our body to trigger chronic inflammation. This chronic inflammation is a root cause of numerous health issues, including heart disease, diabetes, and arthritis. The omega-6 rich oils also have links to cardiovascular disease, obesity, metabolic syndrome, and even cancer, though the evidence necessitates further research. Even though your body needs omega-6s, it can produce it in small quantities, and you do not need as many omega-6s as is currently in our diet. The processing of these seed oils can also introduce trans fats and oxidation products, which are notorious for worsening cholesterol profiles, oxidative stress, and cellular damage. However, the crux of the debate lies in the balance between omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids, a balance that leans towards omega-6 in Western diets. But why does maintaining a balance matter? Historically, human diets likely featured a balanced omega-6 omega-3 ratio closer to 1:1. Today, this ratio in the Western diet has dramatically shifted to between 15:1 and 20:1. If we promote too much inflammation but do not counterbalance this with anti-inflammatories like omega-3s, the body cannot implement proper immune responses. To address imbalances, dietary strategies are key, Increasing the intake of omega-3 rich foods, choosing lean meats and dairy from grass-fed sources, and limiting processed foods and seed oils high in omega-6 fatty acids are practical steps. Opting for oils with a more favorable fatty acid profile, like olive oil, can also make a difference. So let's break this down. Which oils should you use and which ones shouldn't you use? Olive oil, flaxseed oil, avocado oil, and macadamia nut oil are all health positive, but you should try to avoid sunflower oil, safflower oil, corn oil, grapeseed oil, and many others, as the chemicals used in the latter's extraction process to create them are potentially dangerous and unhealthy. It is possible that a proper balance of omega-6 and 3 can extend your lifetime. Originally, research into centenarian populations in so-called blue zones, so these are populations of people who seemingly had a higher likelihood to live to or beyond 100 years, was actually shown to have links between their longevity and their largely fish, vegetable, and soy diets. For example, the traditional diet in Okinawa has long been hailed as the gold standard for longevity. However, recent scrutiny has shown this to be a very small sample size and has also called into the question like the validity or the record keeping on these centenarian individuals themselves as well. As we've discovered more research about the positive impacts of options like the carnivore diet, the notion that blue zone longevity has something to do with not eating red meat and healthy fats has actually been largely debunked. If you'd like me to dive deeper into this, let me know in the comments below. So you're probably wondering now, are there any key players in the food industry that are trying to make a difference? Well, Sweetgreen, the American fast casual restaurant chain, made a bold step in removing all seed oils, notably canola oil, from its menu. And what did they end up transitioning to? Olive oil. Olive oil is renowned for its health benefits, including its anti-inflammatory effects and rich antioxidant content. Beyond this, olive oil production has a significantly smaller environmental footprint and helps promote ecological sustainability. Sweetgreen's move prompted the rising trend towards seeking out food establishments that prioritize nutritious, minimally processed ingredients. And this is what their customers were asking for, and this is why they switched. But the transition from seed oils to alternative oils like olive oil or avocado oil brings with it its own set of challenges, including higher costs and supply chain adjustments. So what does the future look like for mass consumption and the production of seed oils? A massive reevaluation of dietary fats is underway, with emerging trends suggesting a move towards a more refined understanding of the health effects of various fats. Future dietary guidelines may offer more granular recommendations, considering the sources, processing methods, and their roles within the diet. But alongside this, the emphasis on whole food sources of fat over processed alternatives is absolutely gaining momentum. Personalized nutrition also stands out as a frontier with immense potential, leveraging advances in genomics and biotechnology. This could revolutionize our approach to fats, allowing for recommendations that optimize the balance of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids for each person's unique genetic makeup and health status. The rise of plant-based diets is yet another trend with significant implications for perceptions of fats. As more people adopt plant-based eating for health, environmental, and ethical reasons, there's a concurrent reassessment of which plant-based oils are most beneficial. With all of these considerations, one thing is for certain: the future will almost certainly have stricter labeling and transparency requirements, enhancing consumer understanding of fat types and their health implications. Wrapping up our exploration of the dynamic landscape of dietary fats, we've traversed a wide terrain, from scientific reevaluations of fat types to the rising tide of personalized nutrition and the growing imperative for sustainability in our dietary choices. One thing is very clear: looking back, we must start prioritizing whole food sources of fats, seeking balance in your intake of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, and considering the broader implications of our food choices. So, what do you do with this information, and what steps can you take today to improve your omega profiles? Optimizing the ratio of your omega-6 to 3 is critical. I recommend you get an omega panel to test your levels. Ratio below 5:1 are what we are looking for, but just to be clear, this isn't health advice. It's just what I found to work for me and has been supported by research. Speak to your doctor and get informed. Eat natural and organic foods. Prep more meals at home and choose your cooking oils wisely. My favorite is avocado oil for heating up and olive oil when cold. So, how do you navigate the complexities of dietary fats in your own life? What challenges and successes have you personally encountered in striving for a healthier and more sustainable diet? Let me know in the comments below. If you found value in our discussion today, I encourage you to like this video, share it with someone who should see it, and please subscribe to our channel. Don't forget to hit the notification bell too so you never miss an update. Thank you for watching, and now make sure to check out our other video on the effects the carnivore diet had for me up on the screen right now.